Okay, hi guys. We're here with Joe Deering. He's a coach over in the UK. And we're going to talk to him about how he got started and what he's doing now and the club progression and swimming progression that he's working on. So, hi Joe, how are you going?
Hello, not too bad, thank you. How are
That's,
you?
yeah, doing well, mate, doing well. A bit of a rainy day, but it's not too bad. So,
Yeah.
mate, give me a bit of your background. What do you sort of do and what have you been doing in the past? How'd you get into swimming? Stuff like that.
I mean, basically, I got into swimming myself. I started competitive swimming. That's quite a late start, really. I started training at Haydon Hill around the age of 12, 13, roughly. That's the club I'm currently head coach at the moment. I started out as a swimmer myself around, yeah, the age of 12, 13. From there, I was quite ambitious about what I wanted to achieve in swimming, and was quite a hard worker in the pool. But also, by the age of 14, the option came out to help out on poolside as well, assisting our Learn to Swim program with younger swimmers. So basically, I took that on and really, really enjoyed that. That really took off for me. Loved helping out on the pool side. So from there, I was still swimming at the time, but eventually the work on pool side just gradually started taking over. The age of 16, I qualified as a level one teacher, age of 17, level two teacher. So then I was quite an active teacher on the pool side for Haydon Hill's Learn to Swim program. From there, at one point, the club faced a very, very bad time, as in a load of swimmers left. The club had quite a good reputation at the time, which dipped quite significantly. The performance of the club dipped quite significantly. From there, I was able to get into coaching. And yeah, I took on a coaching role at the club. I became the club skill development coach. Coaching swimmers who were just out of teaching, their first step into competitive swimming. And yeah, that almost was part of the rebuilding of the club that I was lucky enough to be a part of at that time, building something new, something completely different, and just rebuilding the club. From there, I started getting my coaching qualifications, level one coach, level two coach. I then became the club's junior age group coach, whereby that's basically the next group up from skill development. So, some lucky swimmers who had me throughout skill development had me at that next step as well, the
Oh,
junior
that's good.
group, which some of them didn't think they were too lucky about it. But yeah, they got to have me in the junior age group squad as well. So, in this squad, I'm coaching swimmers aged roughly 10 to 14. And from there, literally last month, I became head coach as well at a club. So I'm now able to lead the whole club as a whole and take that next step, really,
Yeah, right.
as a club.
Did you? I've noticed as well. It's very hard to sort of pick up where another coach has left off. We've had a similar sort of thing happen where I coach. Just so everyone knows, I do coach as well. I don't just do a website. I actually try and practice what I preach. And we had at the club I coach for now, we did have a few problems. Whereas in, the coach left. And we just had to pick up everything and start from scratch. Literally, like there was no squad levels that were sort of set up. It was a bit hit and miss. It was we found it. Well, I found it really hard to sort of pick those things up again and run with them. But during that transition, did you find that all your better kids just packed up and left, or did some stick around, or and did that help at all when you had those ones that did stay?
I myself, I started with a brand new set of swimmers to build basically from the bottom up, really. I mean, I was really quite fortunate in that respect, as in swimmers who I've coached throughout skill development, I'm still coaching now, like 4 or 5 years later. So therefore, I was able to keep my best of swimmers. And for instance, some of those swimmers are now regional swimmers at the moment. So we got regional qualifiers. I mean, back at the time we had, I believe, seven county qualifiers, no regional qualifiers, homegrown from the club, that is. Whereas fast forward to this year, this season's just gone, we've had over 20 county qualifiers in a range of different events, and four regional qualifiers. two of which I was able to work with from the off, really. One of which I started with as soon as I started in skill development. I've had her about 4.5 years now. Another swimmer who I've had about 2 years now. So, and basically, it's still a very small club at the moment in comparison to being massive clubs. You get it is a very small club. It's a very straightforward pathway within quite a small club. But what we get in from that is really, really good quality swimmers. Not in depth, but the swimmers we've got are good quality, and those numbers, that depth is starting to increase now. So as the quality is increasing, it's almost an inspiration to other swimmers to follow in their footsteps, and we can build on the extent of that quality, build the numbers now, which is really good.
It seems like you're you, well, from what you're telling me, you're doing the right thing. And from my own perspective, I can see how that snowball effects starts to take over. You have your good swimmers that are starting to actually achieve and actually get somewhere and are doing the right things, and then other kids go, oh, well, he's doing that. Oh, okay, well, I better do that as well. How have you found the with all those kids that are coming through? Have you had, like, how's it go for discipline wise? Do you have any problems with kids sort of trying to keep up to the faster kids, or do they, do the slower kids muck around, or how do you sort of cope with that sort of aspect?
I mean, to be honest, yeah, you always get well, there's always no one's perfect, and no squad is perfect, but I think. I mean, basically, I'm quite a disciplinarian in the way I coach. So basically, I set my standards quite high. And when someone's reached those standards, when they're doing what I expect of them, they get the praise for that. I let them know that. But at the same time, when they're not reaching those standards, I let them know that as well. So basically, for someone's not rising to these standards, if they're not training to a high quality, in whatever way, technique-wise, effort-wise, or skills-wise, they are informed of that. And quite often, we'll restart sets again when they're not being done to the standard expected. And basically, they do rise to those standards. So as a result, I believe we've got a very well-disciplined group of swimmers. Who will rise to the standard set, and if they're not there, they will continue to push and rise from until they do get there.
No, that's right. I must admit, I'm a very disciplinarian coach as well. I'm the same sort of thing. Except I tend to yell and scream a lot. But in saying,
There is a little bit of that goes on as well with me.
and but that's I think that's par for the course. It comes back to the kids that you're working with and the discipline level that you're trying to work to achieve. Once you get, I think, that discipline level that you're after, then you don't have to yell and scream. The kids know what's expected and they know how to do it. And we currently have, bronze, silver, gold squads. The gold squads, you usually don't have to speak to, I've found. They just, they're about 13, 14 and up. They know what to do. They know what's expected. They know their drills. They just go and do it. It's the ones that are the next step down that, are there to have a bit of a splash and a muck around and a play. So, but with your club and the way it's all set up, what are your goals and what goals are the kids trying to achieve? Have you done any sort of like psychological type work with them and goal expectations and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. And we do an annual goal setting exercise whereby swimmers and parents are involved in this, and we'll quite often do it down in a meeting. But basically, they will set goals for themselves. They'll set a goal to achieve 6 months in the future from that date, and then a year in the future. And then, most importantly, they'll write down in order to achieve this, I will, and what
Okay.
exactly they will do in order to achieve that.
So is that like a time base, or is it an actual, is it a qualifying time for county or something, or for regional, or is it an actual time reduction, or what have you found the best way to sort of set those goals for them, or help them to guide to set those goals?
Quite often it does depend on the individual swimmer, but quite often it is a county qualifying time or regional qualifying time, or one on a specific stroke if they've already got a few, for instance. But yeah, it does often depend on the individual swimmer exactly what the goal is, but quite often it is one of those qualifying times, yeah. I always find, even if we don't aim for a qualifying time within the year, we can take steps towards it. So, for instance, we're very realistic with summers as well as ambitious. It might take a summer a few months to achieve that goal, a year, a couple of years, but we'll just take steps towards it. So, for instance, the goal in 6 months might be to be within 10% of a qualifying time, and then they can take that next step from there. I'd emphasize for them all the time when we're doing that, it's all about their long-term goals. So it's not all about, for instance, at the age of 11, 12, being as fast as they can there and then. It's about the process and getting them to the best possible place they can be by the age of 16, 17, 18 to achieve the best they can in the long term. But yeah, we do take steps in those goals in that way.
Yep.